Yo, Victory Light, we back, episode 6, you know what I'm saying? The continuation of a very long, girthy episode 5, you know what I'm saying? So maybe you could call it 5.5. It's your boy, the Kid Mero. To the left of me, I got the one and only Rainy Ovalle. Over here, I got Lizbel Ortiz, La Matatana. Min is in the house, Iris in the house, Victor's in the house, Pee Wee's in the house. Everybody's up here. We getting it. Let's go.
Yeah. He's seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
No, I'm just like a victory light.
Yo, bro, I've always wanted to pipe a shorty down in the jersey skirt from Dr. J's for Ladies, bro. Oh! I've always wanted to pipe a joint down with one of them shits on. With the jersey dress, bro.
She got the Lamar Odom. You just hit her from the back. Like, damn.
She got the Sean Kemp Supersonics fucking jersey.
Yeah, ice cube in the head. Like,
yeah, man.
I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Can you tell I grew up on Fordham? Fucking no. Dr. J's for Ladies. Yo. Shout out to
Bone Beanie.
Yo,
what's, and you know what I always meant to ask, like, because I've been to Fulton Mall and shit, but what's like the Fordham Road of Brooklyn? Because Brooklyn is mad fucking big. And that's another thing. I'm like, yo, being from the Bronx, it's like
downtown,
like Fulton.
Downtown Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn and Fulton, that whole strip from Atlantic, from Barclays, go all the way down. You got strips, malls, and homes, liquor stores, Chinese restaurants, everything.
Yeah.
Going the whole Atlantic from Barclays, J Street, you know, Husky McCoy, all the way down Atlantic.
Yeah, that's just like Fordham on HGH.
Spell Hoyt Skirmerhorn, I dare you.
I could. I'll be like, yo, spell Kosciuszko, I'm going to shoot you in the back of your neck. Like, I was like, all right, nigga, you might as well just dump
the Kosciuszko Bridge right now. Yeah, dare you.
Yeah. So I think the Kosciuszko should have been under construction for 150 years.
And then
years.
Downtown Brooklyn going to Fulton Street. Fulton Street under the J train. Yeah. Go all through there.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I ran through there.
Nah, bro. For some reason, like, I love, like, Brooklyn people because, like, they just, for some reason, they know the city's infrastructure better than everybody else.
Yo, they'd be like, yo, with somebody from Brooklyn, you'd be like, yo, we on 14th Street, Union Square. Yo, this train's taking mad long. Yo, I know a secret tunnel.
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
This shit used to be for the G train. Like,
no, I was straight up was like, yeah, because, you know, the J train go all the way under all of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, nah, yo, this bitch really the map, bro. Yeah. She the map.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you something, man. If you take the G to the F, you take it all the way to Narnia, you know what I'm saying? You get off there, you take the LIRR for two stops, then you take the BX28, you'll be right at your crib.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, hey, you ever seen the movie Cloverfield?
Yes.
That monster wouldn't have stood a chance against Iris. Wouldn't have stood a fucking chance against Iris, bro.
Shout out to Cloverfield.
You know,
that was like the first movie we ever saw where people record. Like, it was like a handheld kind of thing. Yeah. And then we had Paranormal Activity and shit like that.
Yeah.
But Cloverfield was the first one.
Shout out to Cloverfield, OG status. Well, and it's what? Because that shit got panned.
Am I about to get in my film bag? Uh-oh. You done opened the can of worms. So
Cloverfield is film now, huh?
That was all.
Oh, we call that shit cinema? Word, nigga?
Yes.
That's a movie. Nah,
go off.
So that was the first like modern example, but like taking it way the
Blair
fuck
Witch.
Back. Blair Witch, bro.
Oh,
of course.
Shit. That's facts.
Because Blair Witch came out on VHS, and the actors were totally unknown.
Hey, bring the jar out, nigga, because that's how it all works. Because I was just like, word, man, Blair Witch, nigga, let's go, baby. Yeah. No, we saw that shit in the theaters.
So. Yeah, bro. And like,
and there was two motherfuckers in front of us like this with camcorders. Like,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
Yo, put that shit down.
Yeah. And because, you know, because the actors were like relatively unknown and they weren't doing press. So, like, they weren't showing up to red carpets. They weren't doing none of that. So, like, people assumed that it was a snuff film. Like, people thought that that shit was real.
Yo, and, like, wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wait,
so
there
like,
was sex in that?
What?
Not like snuff like that.
Wait, no. Snuff is like death.
Just murder. Like, not like sexual murder.
Hold on. Is there two different types of snuff?
Speaking of cinema.
What is happening?
8mm with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yes.
That's my only reference to snuff.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like Peter with his
kills.
I thought that was just like, that's like because isn't snuff just like Faces of Death? Again, we're talking about like VHS Death.
VHS Death?
Yeah, so yeah, okay, snuff is just...
That's the Illinois rock band, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, snuff VHS is just death. A film where people die for real. Like, that's all snuff is.
All that lively shit. Like,
yeah. Ugh. Shout out to E-Bomb's World.
Oh,
or its predecessor. Yo. Wow. Put a 20 in the air, you see Tupac dead on Rotten.
Oh, no.
Listen. Saw JFK's thoughts on Rotten.com.
That's a fact. Yo, we took it back. God damn, this thing said Rotten.com. That was next level shit. I was like, yo, the internet is foul, B. And that's the type of shit my pops would catch me doing. Like, he'd never catch me, like, trying to, like, you know what I mean? Do some HTML.
Look for a job, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, yo, you signing up for shit? I'm like, nah, bro. Like, yo, Tupac, look at this shit. It's crazy. He's like, yeah. I'm back as Hawaii, not going you.
So turn that shit off. Turn that shit off. What the fuck? This is why I pay internet? Yeah. This is why I pay internet.
Why, yo,
yeah.
He pick up the phone while I'm like, yo, I didn't even see his areolas yet.
Yeah.
The image is still downloaded.
Oh my god. Nah, dial up was
Jenna
nuts.
Jameson ran those days.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bro, we couldn't even watch Martin at my pop at my crib. My was pops was so strict we couldn't even watch Martin.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
Because yo, my shit was like, I had a lock on my door. And every time I locked
you
the door,
rich. Wow.
No, it was crazy.
Privacy.
No, because it was my parents' room. And so this is the thing: we had a 2-bedroom apartment, and my parents' room. Once my sister, you know how fucking listen, it goes both ways. Because we was talking about this in like I think it was like episode 2, like how Dominican parents treat like the daughters as their sons. It's like you, it's give and take. Because when it was time for Ingrid to get her own room, like she became a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and Flo came for the first time, and it was like, yo, she gotta have her own room, she gotta have her privacy, you know what I mean, her own shit, whatever. So my parents' room then became my sister's room, and my pops just threw up a fucking sheetrock in the middle of my room.
Made
and
two
now
of them.
Me and my brother is sharing a Rikers Island cell, you know what I'm saying? And my parents got like 3/4 of the rest of the room. So now, like, she's over there chilling, bro. She's macking. She got a canopy bed. I'm like, you fucking bitch. It's like we in jail. Every time I walk past the room, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna get you, bitch. Watch when I catch you in the mess hall. I'm gonna shake your ass.
Every time you walk by her room, you scrunch up a bag of hot Cheetos. You just dump them shits in her doorway on some petty shit.
Yo, like, look, she's making a mad mess.
Yeah.
Yo, you said don't eat in the room, right? Yo, she eat Cheetos, yo.
You fucking up her commissary in the house.
Oh, you got onion soups? Fuck your onion soups, nigga. Fucking honey buns, bitch. You want that shit?
Yo, brothers,
I ain't getting nothing.
Brothers are really your first haters.
Ultimate hater. Like I said, me and Ingrid, I love you. 11 months apart. There's photographic evidence of me climbing, because you know how Dominican parents, they ain't buying another crib.
Right.
It's like, nigga, you aged out. Oh, you 10 months old? You aged out, nigga. We got a new baby. Yeah. You sleeping on the floor now.
Yeah.
So you don't fall off or nothing. You can't fall off the floor. So I'm sleeping on the floor. I'm looking up at this bitch like, you fucking... So in the middle of the night, my mom's called me, and she's like, I can't even took a picture of me climbing and grabbing her like this, like trying to pull her out the crib.
Oh
like,
my
this,
god!
Nah, this is my hut, like on some like state property shit. Like yeah. This is my hut. Like, yeah. I'm like, yo, I can sit back in my crib like a cigarette with a battery. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit! Yeah. Oh my god.
Yo, but yeah, bro, she got her own room and all that, yo. I was tight. I was like, damn, they don't let you go out and shit like that, but yo, you got your own crib? Like
it also depends like how many more of you there are. So like for me, like I got my own room early because I was the only boy. And I grew up with like three sisters. You know what I'm saying? So like so naturally they're like, okay,
you
boys
go
over
there,
girls over here, yeah. But there's only one of me, so I got my own room and shit. And they
lucky bastards.
They had to share that shit, but yeah,
bro. I had to share with this hoe behind me, bro. First of all, she was a teenager, and she wasn't a nice one either. She was a mean ass teenager with a bitch ass
boyfriend.
No, not the boyfriend part.
You said you believe what, nigga?
When I finally had a little bit of spot. But it was always me and her, and then my brother and my younger brother together.
Yo, but I'm telling you, yo. But so the reason I said I had the lock on the door is because it was my parents' room before, and they had the lock on the door because you know that's why me and my sister's 11 months apart because they had the lock on the door. So anytime I locked the door, Like, my pops is like, oh, it's a tacion de una paja. Like, he's beating his meat in there. Like, he's in there jerking off, so I'm not even going to go in there. Like, I know what he's doing. That's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's... Yo, because Dominican dads are wild with their sons. Like, yo, 11? Yo, you ain't fucking yet? I'm like,
now they over-sexualize.
Chill.
We'll get into that conversation whenever y'all ready.
Super.
But Dominican dads, they present sex to their children way too early. And it's usually the boys. Too early. And that's what leads to a hypersexual culture. And that's why they don't know how to treat women like fucking women.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Six. I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
I'm like,
but you guys
are
better.
Damn, I'm like, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's why I was like, I guess like, not to get too dark and shit, but I guess that's why like I thought it was fine to date a 19-year-old at 14.
Yo!
Yeah, that's crazy. But that's like honestly, that's the story with a lot of men. Yeah. I had a lot of friends growing up, a lot of men, who were men, kids, and they would tell me their first time stories, and I'm like, bro, that's not real.
Yeah, that's
like
not
that.
Cool. Yeah.
Like you're a victim, and they would be on some like, nah, bro. Like I just got it. I got the sauce. I got pussy early. Like what are you talking about? Yeah, it was a 30-year-old bitch, but so what? My dick
was
hard.
You don't have sauce when you're 12, my guy.
Exactly. Yeah, unfortunately, it isn't until they get to like their 30s, 35, and up there is when you start realizing, oh shit, like this actually led me down a really hypersexual path where a lot of the shit that I did just out of like. I wasn't even thinking fucking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, yo, I got to get this nut off.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Yo, it's like a nut addiction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, I think, like, part of it, I mean, I think I went the opposite route where, like, because I went through all that shit, like, so early in life, like, 14, 15, it wasn't that long until sex stopped being important to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I don't know. I experienced that shit way too fucking early. So I feel like the hype was gone by the time I was like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is pussy?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
She's all right.
It's also funny when like.
Randy's really starting the overrated chant for pussy.
Overrated. Overrated.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's shit. I gotta build this gun.
Meanwhile,
girl.
I'm like, MVP.
Yeah.
MVP.
I had two kids and called it quits. I was like, doctor, snip my shit now. You had two and was like, we can do two more.
Not on purpose.
Oh my God.
That shit was, yo, daddy's on drugs.
Allegedly, Heather loves you very much.
I love all my children. None of them were mistakes. They were all planned with a Chinese calendar of, ovulation, blah, blah, blah.
It was an advent calendar.
Yeah, 100%. I just opened it shit up. Oh, you're pregnant. Great. Yeah. And I get a piece of chocolate.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Would you have another one?
Hell no.
Really? You done that for?
Nah. Well, yeah, hell yeah. I mean, you know. But I'm Dominican, so probably I'm due for to have like two more.
Look, you see how that answer was
secretly.
All over the place?
I'm due to have like two secret ones, you know what I'm saying? I see the dude, I'm not gonna
you
say
gotta
his
fulfill
name.
Your Dominican legacy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta have multiple families. But I see the basketball player, and even gonna say I'm not gonna blow him up. But he was like NBA all-star, like played in the league for like 10, 15 years. And then you know when dudes get older, they start playing overseas, whatever. He's like, yo, I played in DR. He's like, yo, I go back there every motherfucking season.
Oh, my God.
He's like, shit, nigga, I got about like 3-4 kids out there. No, I was like, yo, what? I was like, yo, fam.
Yo, don't say that to people.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, how candidly did he say that shit to you?
Candidly, bro, like in a mixer.
Yeah.
We're not in the back
like,
of Uber.
Like, yo, Regis is right here, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, bro, that's Rick Gonzalez, bro.
Yeah.
He just heard what you said.
Yeah, yeah. Barry Jenkins, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Barry Jenkins, you did not hear that. Barry Jenkins is going to write a fucking script about you, you asshole. Shut the fuck up. Stop talking, bro. God damn.
Yo, it's so ill, bro. Yeah, nah, man.
Holy fuck.
I'm. You know what it is? I saw, I fell asleep, but like, shout out to Bill Burr. Like, I watched, he has a movie called like Old Dads.
Oh, Old Dads.
Shit.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Like, I was like, damn, bro. Like, I don't want to be that guy, bro. I'm like, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Like, my youngest is 6. So I just do math in my head all the time. I'm like, yo, in 10 years, I'll be 50. She'll be 16, and then she'll be my youngest. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, all I got to worry about is, like, shooting your boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? The other ones, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, do you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope I raised you well enough that you're not going to fucking end up, you know what I mean, in the Bing and nothing stupid like that. But if you need help, come holler at me. But I raised you motherfuckers. You're right. Grown now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, like, culturally, I mean, yeah, I know how we are culturally. It's like, yo, you can always come back. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I'm sure you could be fucking, you could make a million, trillion, billion dollars. And if you like, mommy, yo quiero venir a casa. I want to come back home and live back at the crib. She'd be like, come through.
She be asking, first of all, she, like, her dream is for us to all live in a house together. I'm like, moms, this shit not going to work
it's
out.
It's like, nah.
Like, the time is up, bro.
Yo.
We going to come and fuck with you. We going to visit you. Your house is going to be the house.
We'll buy you a house.
Exactly, of course. But, ma, I'm sorry. The first floor, second floor, third floor, shit she got planned in her head, it's not happening,
it's crazy.
Sis.
It's like, yo, nah, you wild, you wild.
But that's
like,
one thing. Dominican parents, they are your parents forever.
Forever.
That's one thing.
Yeah, forever.
I got a vasectomy so that I wouldn't have a secret family.
Nice.
Smart man.
Right,
you know,
see, this man is intelligent.
Smart man.
This man is thinking
just,
ahead.
You know what I mean? I'm just, hey, like, I no, like, it's so funny. Like, people be like, but what if you change your mind? What? I'm sorry.
You can undo it.
I know myself. I'm sorry that I fucking know who I am. Like, what the fuck?
I'm good, bro.
Like, I'm good. I know what the fuck I want and don't want. Like, but also, so that's cool. That, like, it's funny you bring that up because, like, this is my urologist's words from Brooklyn. shout out to Brooklyn Urology in the building.
Brooklyn in the house, they
loud.
You know? My guy, man, my doctor, there's Dr. fucking Dr. John Graham of Brooklyn Urology.
Sounds like the nicest drug dealer on the side of the fucking earth.
I'm John Graham.
Hi, I'm John Graham. I have plenty grams. Hello, yeah, that's a slogan and shit. But he was telling me, he was like breaking down the process to me. He was like, and I was like, oh, are they reversible? And he was like, no, not really. And I was like, so why does everybody say that? And he was like, well, you ever, like, the analogy he used is like, you know, like the plastic tip of a shoelace?
Yeah.
You know when you're a kid and, you know, we were all broke as fuck?
Oh, you
so
just...
you ever like, you know how you get one pair of sneakers like for the year?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So this plastic tip will fall off. And but sometimes the shoelace will come out of like the hole.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you try to like force it back through without the plastic tip and you're like, fuck, I got like a piece of the string. Let me pull the rest through. That's what reassembling your vas deferens would be like post vasectomy.
Damn.
And also the longer you have it, the less likely it is to go back.
Because I just heard about the football dude, Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah.
That he got it. And then he went and had like three more kids with three.
So
more
let me
moms.
Tell you exactly what happened. Let me tell you exactly what happened with that guy. No, it's not. No.
He just told Shorty, yo, I got vasectomy. I'm good. Don't worry. I got none of you.
This is exactly what happened. He got the vasectomy. He got the procedure, but he did not get a semen analysis after. So it doesn't just end. So like, you don't just go to the doctor, get snipped, and then that's that.
And you walk out.
You have to. So you ever done that thing with a straw where like you suck it up and then you hold the top of it? And then you let it. So think of a vasectomy as like you drink it through a straw, and then the vasectomy is you pulling the straw out, and then whatever's left in that straw, you have to expel that. So essentially.
My man had sperm.
He had sperm on reserve. He had splooge on reserve, bro. And like that shit was sitting there very fertile, and he did not take care of that shit, and he did not get an analysis. Fucked around and got
and found
shorty
out.
And found out.
That's crazy. Shout out to Rainey for the visuals.
Yeah.
It was after
the vasectomy. It was after the procedure that he got a couple shorties pregnant, and
he probably went out right after and was like,
exactly, hype as fuck. And I firmly believe that's what happened, because my doctor told me the same shit. He was like, yo, just because you got the shit, don't be out here moving crazy. You need an analysis because it wouldn't be the first time I've heard of somebody getting somebody pregnant after the fact. So I went and got my shit, all zeros across the board, baby. I'm completely sterile. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Sperm free, baby.
Yo, real quick. Yeah. Speaking of vasectomies, does Carmelo Anthony like big bitches?
Oh my god. Holy shit.
What?
Hey.
Let me know.
Yo, Mello, holla.
Yo, Mello, what's good?
I saw you courtside, motherfucker.
Mello, you need a baby mama?
Whoa. Let me know if you need a baby mother.
Yo, Mello, she Dominican. Mello's Dominican.
She got your type of energy. Be home. You know what I'm saying? That's me. Brooklyn shorty. You from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Red Hook, East New York. What's up?
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Make it happen, baby. You know what I'm saying? We matchmaking over here. We gonna have him on the show. Like,
oh my God, that's incredible.
Yeah, we gonna have him on the show and just doing like, remember the little Kim, this is ladies' night?
Yeah.
And she was just sitting in the throne and she had the niggas feeding the grapes.
Yeah.
She had Mello feeding you grapes while we did the episode. In a toga.
Yeah.
Yo.
Matt oiled up and shit. Yeah.
With like the laurel wreath on his head. Like just the leaves
over the
on
silky.
His Yeah. Over the silky, bro.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. God, yes.
Yo, because he stayed with his silky.
Absolutely. As some of you may know and some of you may not, Usher was just seen doing some like Ninja Warrior competition. I don't know what was going on there. But
Healy's. Bro, he's 45.
So I was going to say, like honestly, like I'm not that shocked because when you're doing choreo to You Don't Have to Call for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that Vegas resident is keeping him in shape.
Of course you're going, you know what I mean?
You know what else is keeping him in shape? He breaking up these happy homes. Shout out to Kiki fucking Palmer.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to my bitch. She is finally free from that light-skinned Mr. fucking swiper bastard.
Oh, my God, bro.
Did y'all read those documents, bro?
Bro, that dude is a piece of shit. And it's crazy because everybody's just like, in the beginning, it's like, yo, he's just annoying, whatever. It's like, nah, it's deeper than that. He's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. And like, bro, like talking about that kind of shit too. It's like we were talking about this off mic, I think maybe like episode one or two, like before we actually shot. We were talking about how like famous people or like people in a specific tax bracket, like when you're not in that world, you're like, yo, why celebrities, they only date around. They only date the same 10 people.
This is why.
Because when you give bum motherfuckers like this a chance from your childhood or your hood or wherever, then they turn out to move real fucking scummy when they can't handle the fact that you are Kiki fucking Palmer.
Yes.
You are Akilah and the Bee.
Yes.
You are all Icon. These things. And you, the man of the house or whatever, the only thing anybody will ever remember you for is a fucking Eagles Stan Twitter account.
Bruh,
exactly.
Fuck, the man of the house, that nigga's the groundskeeper.
I mean,
he loads
I mean?
The dishwasher. That's his biggest like that's thing.
Yeah. And he
she
fucks it
come
up.
Home
yeah.
and redo it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, fuck him, for real. I read the documents, and not only did he physically assault her, but he's also jealous as fuck of him, of his son. Like, that's a major thing. He's actually really upset that she loves him so much. He wants the attention that she gives his son, she wants it for himself.
Allegedly.
Damn,
allegedly,
bro.
Yes.
Damn. Your mom ain't hug you, B?
Yeah, man.
What happened, son? Let's talk about it. Talk therapy is free sometimes, I think, if your insurance covers it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got insurance, just come holler at me. I'll be on East Tremont and Samson with no shirt on for the month of August. All right? We can talk about it. You fucking coward.
Yeah.
But that's the shit to me. It's like, yo, boom, to your point about, like, you know, why do famous people just date other famous people? Because, yo, look at Nicki Minaj, bro. Like, yo, sometimes I'm like, yo, how embarrassing is this motherfucker
don't
to you, yo?
Don't get me started on a queen, man.
Like, yo, how
shit,
embarrassing.
That shit break my heart every time
you
I listen
saying?
To Monsta.
Like,
I'd be like, this whack. Bitch, how dare you? How dare you, bro? We have looked up to you for so long, bro. You've been the pinnacle of female rap. And this is who you end up with? Fucking level three, bitch.
Yo. Yeah.
Level three sex offender? He's never coming up off that, bitch. He's never coming up off that list.
Yeah, I think
that's like, why do powerful women, bro, go for such weak bastards?
Is it? Tell me this, because I can't speak to it. Is it the, yo, I know him. Like, I know the real him. I can fix him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it like a project?
You know what it is? I think that some people, not all of them, obviously, but I think some people like Nicki Minaj, they suffer with self-esteem issues. So even though they might be powerful, they might be intelligent or very good at what they do, creative, they might be all of these things, but deep down inside, they don't believe that. They're in a constant look for that, like, yo, you're the fucking best. You're the best thing to ever walk this earth.
Yeah.
But they themselves don't believe that. So at the end of the day, you're gonna search for that person that's just feeding your bullshit
validate
ego.
You all day.
Yeah, and
like,
I think
you're illest.
Yeah, I think misogyny plays into that a little bit too.
Absolutely.
Because like, you know, when you're in a you know, when the whole world around you is basically working against you.
I'm sorry, that's a good show off, but as soon as you said that, I heard, the world around us, the world around the world around
us. Your fucking
world.
Daft Punk song? It's like,
bro, ADHD,
around the
bro.
World?
ADHD, nigga, like, I don't know.
Around the world,
my
God. Daft Punk.
Meryl is really permanently
but
high.
But yeah, you know, when you...
All my receptors are fried,
no,
bro.
No, like... honestly, but it's like, but it really is like that. Because, you know, when, because like women all around the world are subjugated, you know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like a lot of that is informed by this idea that like the way to over, and this is just like my inference as a man, like I don't fucking know this shit obviously, but like I think like whenever women are in that sort of position, I think that they're coming from a place of like, this is how I beat misogyny, by like, you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah.
like
let me get giving, this little like, low-level motherfucker.
Yeah,
just have
you,
him, like...
you know what I mean? Like let me guess somebody where, like, I'm clearly the breadwinner.
Right.
You know, and I'm clearly, like...
So there's no fucking... Don't make no mistake.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You've seen this motherfucker making the Philadelphia Ranch at fucking Subway, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've seen him.
The Chicken Bacon Ranch at Subway. I know y'all seen him at the 9-bus stop on Fordham Plaza.
You know what I'm saying?
When the Subway was 24 hours. Hassan, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know you seen him in Twin Donuts asking for a bus down at West Farms.
Yo.
Talking about bust me down on that hundo.
West Farms Twin Donut. West Farms Twin Donut. It's a lot of Keke Palmer's baby daddies.
What? That's they ask you. They're like, yo, have you ever... They ask you, do you agree with Keke or this bozo? And they're like, yeah, nah, he got it.
Nah, he valid.
Are you a Tory Lanez fan? Yes.
Yeah,
no, you're
hired. Yeah.
You're hired.
Yeah, you're hired.
Yeah, there's a lot of powerful women with bums, unfortunately.
This shit is sad,
I hate
bro.
To see it.
So let me ask y'all this. Is this like, because you know there's always like the trope of like, yo, girls like bad boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's like a bad boy. Like, yo, he got work on the block and shit. Yo, he might have a gun in the car. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Is that like... What are the pros and cons of that shit? Because I know there's like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes it's like, yo, if you're in the hood, I keep it a buck. It's like, yo, I feel safe with this motherfucker. Like nobody's touching him. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody's looking for him. But then on the other hand, it's like, fucking with this motherfucker, I might go to jail.
Right.
As an accessory type of shit.
It's a very unstable place to be.
You know what I'm saying?
You could date him. You're going to have the first best 2 months of your life.
Yeah.
Fire 2 months. You're going to go to Turks and Caicos.
What?
He going to take you to STK. You're going to have a fucking blast.
Get the lobster mac and cheese.
You're going to have at least two bitches try to jump you. That's for sure. You're going to get backed out on a few pieces. You're going to have to hold the shit for him. So it's like, yeah, there's ups, but there's also downs. So prepare for the downs.
It's like, yo, here's the up. You get an American Express card. The down, it belongs to Helena Rubinstein.
Yeah.
From Park Avenue.
Yeah. I think all that shit is like, it's all a liability. You know what I'm saying? Like you think I want to have this shit with me, bro? Like, no. Like, I'm not trying to... You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I don't want to... This shit is like a condom for life.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, yeah. You think you see these numbers? You don't. I scratched them off the motherfucker. That's why. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... Yeah, I think all
this shit originated in Virginia, I think.
Yeah. Virginia or, like... A village named Virginia in Ukraine. Like, that's where this shit came from that I'm holding right now.
My man got a 3D printer. He made me this shit.
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Because, like, my sister's dating history has always been, like, nice guys. You know what I mean? Like, nice dudes.
Yeah, because she grew up with you.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it was. Yeah, I swear to God. I think that's what it was. She seen me fucking dusted, fighting motherfuckers, half braided. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I lost my grill.
Light skin ODB.
Yeah. Like, just straight up, bro. Smoking Newport Platinums and shit. Like,
oh, my God.
Nah, Meryl, I'm so happy I did not meet Cools era Meryl. Smoking Cools, yo.
Any menthol, B.
Menthol,
I was like, yo, the Marlboro Mentos is on sale? Let me get those, fucking B. Yeah. Like, I'm just poison.
Yo,
I'm
poison. You remember the Camel Crush?
Oh.
You remember the Camel
Crush? I was like, yo, I was such an OG smoker that I was like, yo, this is a scam.
Yeah. You're like,
how is menthol all day?
You're like, how is tobacco? And then it's not.
Uh-huh. Break that down for me, huh?
How's that work?
Riddle me that.
Yeah. What is the vodka
soda? Smokers. That's crazy.
But I think that's, I honestly think that's what made my sister be like, you know what? Let me just fuck with the nigga that slices the deli meat at C-Town. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to come home at 8 o'clock. He's not going to give me no headaches. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother-in-law. I love you. You know what I'm saying? He's that dude exactly. Goes to work, comes home, and is just chilling. But for it's, I guess that's what it was. She saw me out here wilding, like, dropping thick off all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, I don't want a motherfucker like that. You know what I mean? He's stressing me out.
Does she date Dominicans?
Her husband right now is Dominican, yeah.
Her husband right now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I said that. Been married for like 100 years. I said that shit crazy. Like, yeah, yeah. She looking.
I mean, she is a Dominican woman.
She's
so
on LinkedIn right now.
Her,
you know what I mean?
Her future is written for her already.
Yeah. Dude, your situation is interesting to me because, like, I feel like everybody, and I've said this to you a million times off mic, but I feel like everybody's sort of general attitude towards like showbiz and like, you know, entertainment is like, don't meet your heroes. Showbiz is hell. Everybody sucks. Everyone's an asshole. And like,
yes.
And like, but like, bro, like, I feel like I hit the fucking lotto with this shit because I feel like you're like, you, not to glaze, you know, no glaze, yo, no glaze.
Just glaze?
Just glaze?
You know. Got 1 week, one. Okay?
Oh my God.
One.
Yeah, but just, but you know what I mean? Like, because I guess part of that is like you not being the stereotypical, like, sort of Dominican, like, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like the example of like, because like you came in a game married, and I think that has a lot to do with why you've like, I guess floated sort of under the drama radar.
Oh,
because you've been married the whole time.
Look, I ain't trying to listen, man. You know what I mean? Started getting money, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, half of $1 million is still a lot of money, but it ain't $1 million. You feel me? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know a Dominican man 30 or under that actually wants to be a husband, is what I'm saying.
Right. Oh, like have kids and shit?
Like have kids, be a husband, lead a traditional life. Like, I know more Dominican women that want that. Like, Liz, where do you fall on that? Like, do you want like a husband and children and shit, or are you just like really?
I feel like it's generational,
like, on your grind
too.
And shit? Yeah, that too, yeah.
Honestly, I'm traumatized as fuck by Dominican men, so it's not in my rear view. It's not.
It's not. She just looked behind her. I was like,
yeah. It's just
Dominican man.
Yes, you know. It's not my priority. That's right. What I would say. It's never been my priority.
Iris, you don't think Dominican men?
She doesn't.
Fuck.
He's like, God damn it. He's about to make some custom content. Nigga, damn.
God damn it.
Liz, you told me to bring these release forms for no reason, bro.
The release forms is crazy.
Type of shit is this?
Yo, she said, yo, this and the Duce and the release forms become true. Yeah. We gonna get like, lubricated.
Nah, man, Dominican men, for real, they traumatize me. So, to me, it's just never been a priority. I'm like, yo, if I find somebody that I want to have children with, fuck it, we'll do it.
We do it.
But it's not like on some, like, most women my age, it's like, yo, I'm 29, I'm 28, I gotta, just find somebody and fuck them. And they'll give me a baby and I'll take care from there. For me, it's just like, bro, if it happens, it happens. But if I can't find somebody who is stable enough mentally, emotionally, in all these ways, fuck them kids. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
To me, it's more important to you to have like a child with somebody that you can live with, at least have a good dynamic with, than it is for me to just have children. I know a bunch of bitches with babies, but it's you got to do shit that makes you happy. And for me, that's not going to make me motherfucking happy. So,
yeah. Just being like,
I'm good for now.
Yo, get up there, motherfucker, do this, motherfucker. Ah.
Yeah, Meryl, did you know that you, like, was being a husband always, like, in your...
So this is the thing. It's this is going to sound crazy, but it's just like, I always wanted children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, if I approach you and I'm like, yo, I want to have kids with you, but I ain't really trying to get married. You
know what I'm saying?
Like, I
want to
have kids and like,
I
want to
rent your womb. That's basically what you said.
Not even on some scumbag shit of like, yo, I don't want to be tied down, like whatever. Just on some like, bro, there's a lot of paperwork involved in that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's a lot of, like, yo, we sharing equity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I feel like fucking, and yo, it's like mad doom and gloom, but like, you got to be real about shit. Like, it's like, yo, this might not work out, bro. You know what I mean? Like, what if this doesn't work out? What happens then? You know what I mean? So all that shit comes into play. But for me, it was just like, I knew I wanted a family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in like a big family, so I didn't want to be like just like, yo, because you know how some people be like, let's get married and travel the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I love the Bronx. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, take me to Bay Plaza, baby. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go to Red Robin. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, like, shit. You know what I mean? You might as well take.
So, for those who are, so if you're not married, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you feel like you're going to feel like him? Like, his feeling? Like, oh, I'm just married with my wife and my kids. And then we're just going to have this happy life.
So since Iris is not mic'd up, she just basically asked me if I ever see myself in Meryl's shoes. And the answer is fuck no, I don't. I don't.
Straight to the point.
No, and here's the reason why Meryl's like such like a great example for me of like how the other half lives. Cause like I don't want any of that. No offense. But like, no, just like, cause
fuck
like,
you,
I
your
have,
marriage and your children.
I have to,
he's like, your life sucks, nigga. I don't want any of that shit, bro. Kill yourself. On air.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with me. It's like, okay, like, it's part of the reason why like I like to date older too. Like, I'm 29, and I had my first kid at 24. I bought my co-op at 28. So like, I feel like I did all that life stuff where it's like, have kids, get my own place, and like, I own the place I live in. I don't have to leave out there if I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? So like, I got equity and I got my children already, and I got a vasectomy. I'm done. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I can't, I feel like I can't date. So I feel like, so
that
I
was
just,
the spirits being like, hey bro, you got another one on the way.
Yeah. Chill. No, I feel like I can't date like all that much younger than me, because like, they're just not where I'm at in life. Like, a lot of the time they don't have children, they've never been married, they don't have their own place or shit like that. So it's like, younger typically wants the things that I've already done. So I try to date older because there's a higher chance that they either already have children, have already been married,
right,
and or so there's a higher chance they already have or don't want either of those things. So and for me personally, like, I already, like I said, you know, I got my two kids, my vasectomy, my house, like, I got my
You're
crib
living the fucking
I'm done
dream,
like,
bro.
I'm done. You know what I'm saying? And gills, I did all this shit, well, not all of it, but I did it dully for the most part.
So I got a question, right?
Yeah.
So what if you're dealing with somebody who understands everything that you have going on,
uh-huh,
but then she says, oh, I'm okay with everything you got going on, and I don't want kids, so now what?
All right, we just chilling.
What do you mean, just chilling?
Right, fuck it, we good now.
We good?
Oh,
I mean,
oh, you just vibing? You just vibing,
cool,
through
good,
your life?
Just vibes. Pass the vibes. It's official.
Yeah, it's really, no, because that's what I'm saying. Like, none of that shit that shit was never important to me. Like, because,
right,
and like, even.
Wait, so if it was never important, why you got a vasectomy?
Oh, because
I mean,
y'all
what?
Bitches be moving crazy. That's why I got a vasectomy.
You said we move crazy, so you got a vasectomy?
Exactly, yeah. My body,
you're
my choice,
you're the one,
honey,
letting it off.
Love that.
My body, my choice.
Iris,
honey,
please,
you
do not make me defend the man, Iris.
Bro,
do not make me defend the man.
Bro,
I just had a baby, I gotta move.
You feel me? So,
not Rainey, you're living the dream, bro.
I mean,
that's
I mean, it's facts, right? Everybody's bodily autonomy, like, you know what I mean? Like, under the circumstance
let me E-stream my translate.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, listen, man, I ain't trying to splash, shoot the club up, yo, and you trap a nigga, be like, yo, I'm having this motherfucker, baby.
Right.
Because he's the type of dude that's like, yo, all right, fuck it. Like, yo, it's your body, your choice. You know what I'm saying?
Right, at the end of the day, as a woman.
I'm going to translate for the women real quick. If he tell you he ain't shit, believe him.
Hey.
Wow. No, but I think that there's a difference in men who ain't shit, because Rainey is upfront. Rainey is honest.
No,
when you are honest and when you give people an option where you just like, listen, I'm not looking for nothing serious. I fuck with you. We having a good time. I'm cool with how we are right now.
Yeah.
If you honest, you give her the now the ball is in her court. Do I want to deal with this or do I not?
Nah, yeah.
Scumbags don't do that. They just be like, yeah, bitch, I want to put a baby in you. I'll do that for you now.
Yeah, and that's, yeah,
I
and
do
that's
that for you for free.
Has always been insane to me.
And like, it's like, bro, instead of you, you just be honest and now the ball's in the court and she can decide, like, this is somebody worth dealing with.
Yo, yeah. And it's ill because, like, I consider myself very much a hood dude. Like, this. Like, mad, yo, Victor could attest to, P-Wise back there, she could attest, she knows me since fucking cornrows and fucking black eyes fighting every week. That type of dude is, his strategy going in is like, yo, I'm gonna get Shorty pregnant.
Yeah.
That's crazy
to
me,
that's
bro.
That's insane.
You know what I'm saying?
It's and men like, also threaten you with that, bro. That's like, another thing. Yeah. A dude will meet you and be like, damn, bitch, I can't wait to put a baby in you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, first of all, bitch, go to jail. Yeah. Do that. Do that instead since you out here threatening women.
Yeah. And also, not to tie it back to, you know, Pino or whatever, but as someone with a vasectomy, dating is fantastic because you'd be surprised how many women have a breeding kink.
Ooh.
Wow.
And
I want a cream pie.
Yeah. And
yeah, I think I'm a nasty, you know, nigga.
When you got a vasectomy,
yeah, I'm still talking like, yeah.
It ain't really a lot to worry about in that department. So, you know?
That, like that. All right, we get it. You have a lot of fun.
It's
right
me.
A victory light.